with P92.1's Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
On the phone, we have Amanda. She lives in Parowan, and she wants some painted pony. Amanda, are you there?
I am.
All right, Amanda, here's how over and under works. I'm going to throw out a statistic question. Bonnie will give an answer, and then I'll come to you and say, do you think the correct answer is more or less than what Bonnie said? For each one you get right, we'll give you $10 to the painted pony. Sound like a deal?
Yes.
All righty then, let's do this thing.
What would you have done if she said no?
Then I said, too bad.
Oh.
And then we would just do that anyway.
All right.
I would treat her like one of my kids.
Okay.
Nobody likes school. You're going. All right, here is the first question. Bonnie?
Yes.
What percentage of people have broken up with someone because they cheered for a different NFL team?
Oh! Oh, this is so me.
Do you know what the NFL is?
The National Fairy League?
That's right.
Okay. Let's say 41%.
41% of people have broken up because of a difference in NFL teams.
Yes.
All right. Amanda, do you think it's more or less than 41%?
I think it's less.
Gratefully, yes, it is less.
All right!
Yeah. Yeah, 18%. 18% of Americans have broken up over the NFL. All right. Here's the next one, Bonnie.
Yes.
What percentage of American homes have a bottle of ketchup in the kitchen?
In the kitchen or in the fridge?
In the fridge.
Or in the pantry?
Or in the pantry.
But at somewhere.
What percentage of American homes have a ketchup bottle gracing them with its presence?
Okay. Since we're talking about America, it's going to be pretty darn high. So I'm going to say 92.1%.
Oh, I see what you did there. All right. Do you think it is more or less than 92.1%?
I'm going to go higher.
It is higher.
All right.
It's actually 96%. 96%
so close.
Of American homes have ketchup. And most of them use about half of it, then the other half goes rotten, and then you have to buy another one.
Yep.
No one uses it all the way through. All right, here's the next one. Bonnie?
Yes?
What percentage of women want to change their man's hairstyle?
Why are you laughing? Is this
because of you?
Because just last week I told you I didn't like how you did your hair?
Yeah. She said it. Okay, Amanda, here, just I have to tell you this. Just the other day, Bonnie was looking at my hair, and she goes, I wish you would do your hair differently, because the way that you've been doing it, it shows off your giant forehead. And it hurts.
You know what? I'm just an honest person.
She doesn't have a thing for George Costanza's.
Okay.
All right. What?
Want to change their husband's hair?
Or their man's hairstyle.
Their man's
boyfriend,
hair.
Whatever.
Let's say 39%.
Amanda, do you think it's more or less than 39% of women who want to change their man's hairstyle?
I'd say less.
It is less.
All right!
Wow! Amanda's good at
this. It's 24%. 24% of women say they want to change their man's hairstyle. All right, here's the next one.
Okay.
Bonnie, what is the average age most of us start taking vitamins?
Hmm.
I will tell you, it is an adult age.
Well, duh.
Well, in case you're thinking Flintstone vitamins.
Oh, no. I'm going to say 55 years old.
55. All right. Amanda, do you think it's more or less than 55 years old where people start to take vitamins? Less?
Yeah.
It is less.
All right!
How is she so good at this?
Yeah, I don't know. This is kind of weird. All right. And here's the last one. Bonnie?
Yes?
What percentage of men gamble at least once a year without telling their wives? Probably because they're always criticizing their hairstyles, but that's just me.
Whatever.
So they have to go to a casino, a den of sin,
okay,
and try to forget their problems.
Be quiet.
Sorry.
Be quiet. I'm going to say 13%. I'm going to be very hopeful that men don't lie to their partners.
Amanda, Do you think it's more or less than 13% of men who gamble at least once a year without telling their wives?
More.
It is more.
Whoa! All right!
Barely. It's 15%. Woo! 15% of men gamble at least once a year. Did she get a perfect score?
I think so. I didn't write it down, but I think she did.
Holy baloney, you get the special winner song. Nice work.
Good job.
You are in that very exclusive Perfect Score Club. You've got yourself $50 to the Painted Pony. Stay on the line. We'll talk to you just a little bit off the air. Coming up, we got some more show for you, so stick around, okay?
Wake up in the morning. You're listening to
The Mikey and the Mrs. Show.
Today's music.
B92.1.